Text me?
We left the problem in the Brisa, right? Which I recall we had one problem, which may branch out to some other problems. But the problem was, is the Brisa was talking about where you evaluate him that he, in a number of days, he'll be able to handle one number. And then when that number of days happens to occur, or when that day happens to occur, you evaluate him and say, oh, he's not going to handle that many. He's going to handle more or less. Right? And then, basically, it ends up being always Potter. Okay? Always, which we're learning means always he gets the lesser amount. Okay? So let's see how Rashi, the Rivan, explained that. Okay? So Ubraisa, so this is the last Rashi before the Mishnah on Chaf Beis and Beis. Ubraisa b'de'amduhu l'machar l'yom uchara. The Yom Acher for another day. Dehu v'adai Omer Gamor. That was definitely the first Omer was a good Omer. Shiyofa Aino, Shoyachol Zela Kabal Ad Oso Yom Kach V'Kach Makos. Because we probably evaluated that until that day he'll be able to handle so and so Malkos. Elish Nishtana Vichosh, but he changed and he got weaker. Okay. Hilkach. Yom Du Larba Imad Yom Ploni. If they evaluate, he can handle 40. Shia Yom Ploni Undushin Yachol Kabal Kulam. You know, they evaluate, he can't no longer handle all 40, but rather only 18. Omed Rishon Omed Gamor. The first omed was the proper omed. There was no error in it. It was a perfectly good omed. Hol v'nishtanav and eskalkel. And now that he changed and he weakened, shein yochel kabel, but that he can no longer accept all 40. Potter. He's Potter. Aval pi shelo loka. Even though he didn't get whipped. Right? Sounds like he didn't get whipped at all. Shaharin is baza, but also omed. Because he's embarrassed with that omer, right? Okay, so that's the problem case, right? Question is, why is he potter? Why not just say, wait until he could get more, until he get the full amount, right? And so it's granted that you can't give him the 40, because he's going to die. And I guess you can't give him 18, because that's not his omer. He already locked in the lesser omer, right? So just say, so you can't do it today, so wait. Okay. And the converse, if you value the candle 18 on that day, and then they evaluate the candle more. Ain loke al omed rishon. You only do the first one, 18. Do omed gomer, because there's a perfectly good omed. Okay. So let's stop there. Okay. So that's reasonable, because he locked in the 18. That was a good omed. So now that's all you chayev. Now comes a later day and something changed. Well, whatever, you already locked in the onesh of 18. Problem is, in the case where you lock in the omed of 40, so you have a chayev of 40. Now comes the dime and you can't handle 40. So now he's saying is, since you're embarrassed through that omed, so therefore he's potter. Right? But why not just say, don't do it, and just wait until he gets stronger? I guess there's no reason to think he will get stronger, though, right? I mean, he actually changed. It wasn't like a mistake. It wasn't that necessarily he got sick or something. I mean, I don't know. It sounds like he weakened. So, you know, he's saying is he's potter. But why is he potter? Because he's nizbaza with that omed. What's he trying to explain? Why you're potter from getting 18? Or why you're potter from waiting until you get stronger to get 40? There's like two potential things you could do at that point. You could say just give him 18. But then I'd say, no, the reason I give him 18 is because 40 is what's locked in. You just, that's where the chiyuv. And now you can't do 40. Well then, okay, so don't do, so that's it. Unless
he's... I don't understand that, though. Why lock it in?
You mean just give him 18?
Why would the omed be locked in? What purpose does that serve?
Locked in at 40? Well, why wouldn't it...
Why lock it in an omed? Like,
oh, in either case. Okay. Well, in the other case, also, that's what's happening, right? Notice from 18, you don't go up to 40 because the first omen is a good omen. So apparently...
Yeah, fundamentally, why lock it in at all?
Oh, and then I guess that's part of the Beis Din's din, the Gemara din, is that he's Chayiv Malkus blank. Just like the Chayiv Malkus is locked in, I guess there's a Chayiv, they do an omen, they make their case. And they paskin, this is his Chayiv, and his Chayiv is set. And this is the Chayiv, 18 or 40. I mean, you don't have to say that, but this seems reasonable to say that's part of the Gemara din. they paskin that he's chayav malchus at the trial, and they paskin, they look him up and down, and they evaluate him, and they say chayav malchus arbaim, chayav malchus arav shmona esrei. That's part of the schayvos. So the evaluation is koveya, the shear of the malchus. But if that's the case, then it should be nikva in both directions. And then you don't have to tell me because he's already in his baza. Right? I guess unless you'll just say, oh, fine, he's locked in at 40. Okay, so then you can't do 40 today. So do 40 a different day. Right? Do 40 a different day. Right? Mm-hmm. Right, if you say it's locked in. Then if it's not locked in, right, unless there is not locked in, he's trying to explain, no, 40 is chayiv, why not just do 18? And he's saying, the reason why he can't do 18 is because he's embarrassed. That's embarrassing to give him 18. Because, something like that, because he's weak. Yeah, but then, what about when it's 18 to 40? Why don't you say then it'll go up? Right? Why is he entertaining the possibility of it going down, but not going up? Right? Could have seen him just saying is, look, he's chayiv 40, mm-hmm. but he can't give him 40. So that's it, so he's potter. You could say that, but then why does he have to say because he's in his baza with his omed? It has nothing to do with that. He's just saying is because he's chayav 40, he can't give him 40. But I think maybe because, okay, you can't give him 40 today, but you give him 40 a different day.
But that's what we're saying. That's what the conclusion is that he doesn't get anything.
Right, he doesn't get anything. So it could be that's what Ravan's trying to explain. Why should he get nothing ever? Mm-hmm. Even if you tell me he's chayav 40. And he can't get 40 today, but then he should still maybe wait till a different day. But you don't do that. It's butter. So maybe he's explaining, which has to be has to be explained. But maybe he's saying is that no, because that's embarrassing, mm-hmm. and that somehow exempts him, right?
Yeah.
I think that's one way to learn that he's trying to explain why you don't wait until a different point. Because the only other way to learn is he's explaining why you don't. Hit him 18.
I think you could learn this as why you don't hit him at all.
Why you don't hit him ever?
Yeah.
Yes, that's one way. But let me just address the problem the other way. Is if you're saying, as he's saying, is why you don't hit him with 18, then he means he's willing to entertain the fact that you could lower the omed. Even though the omed is 40, now he's saying, why don't you lower it to 18? And his answer is, oh, we would, but it's embarrassing. Oh, but then why when you go to 18, why don't you raise the omed? Right, the fact that it's omed gamur, it sounds like he's positing once you have the omed, you don't start messing with it. You don't fiddle with it. It's an omed gamur. Unless it's a mistaken omed, but if it's a real omed, then you don't change it. Then you shouldn't be changing it up or down. Then why is he entertaining going down? So that's why I don't think that's a reasonable way to learn that he's entertaining that you're going to lower his omed, because you can't lower his omed, just like you can't raise it. So then, he's considering, okay, fine, you don't lower it, so why not lower it? But then his answer isn't very clear. He's saying it's because he's embarrassed with his omed. What does that even mean, he's embarrassed with his omed? Hey, well, it's embarrassing. You see, the halacha is that a guy goes to the bathroom or whatever, he's pater. So you see that embarrassment paters him, right? So maybe you'll say, because he's embarrassed in this evaluation, the evaluation itself is embarrassing, right? So that's what I showed you last time. So I showed you last time that if you hit him and he goes to the bathroom because of the hitting, then he's potter. Because you hit him and he went to the bathroom. But if he just goes to the bathroom before he gets hit, right, because he's afraid or whatever, no, he's not potter. So you see that the embarrassment seemingly is only a tour when the hitting causes the embarrassment. But if you don't hit him, right, if you don't hit him, so it's nice he's embarrassed, but that's not going to get him off, right? It's like the Malchus's objective is to embarrass him. So Malchus embarrasses him, then you stop. But you don't not do the Malchus because he got embarrassed because of thinking about Malchus. But if that's the case, then why don't you say that in this case was he was embarrassed by the Omed? He was a strong guy, 40. Now they evaluate him, and he's only 18. What a wimpy guy. Everyone laughs. Okay, but there's not in the hitting. So the embarrassing, the Omed's embarrassing. Okay, so why does that exempt him? That's like if he goes to the bathroom. You don't say that exempts him. I have to look into this case of the going to the bathroom, because that's really where the question is coming from, and it's not so simple how that works, and there's a curveball in that case, okay, which I think is relevant, which I mentioned last time, but I think we have to take it a little more closely. So why don't we look at that, okay? Yeah. It's a little bit of a digression, but I think it's necessary. Okay?
Or
perhaps helpful. Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. Right before the Mishnah. Three lines before the Mishnah. Okay? And again, there's a question is how far back do we go? Because there's a whole sugya here. But I'm thinking that we could pull off this last bit. Not 100% sure. Okay? Yeah, so look at this. Amar Shmuel. It's like a few lines above. Amar Shmuel. This is... Amar Shmuel. Kaf Suhu. If they tie him up, the ruts... And then he runs away. He manages to escape and runs away. Maybe is then, Potter. Mm-hmm. Funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
Potter. Why?
Wow.
Why? And that sounds like a good plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Potter. Okay, so it doesn't quite explain that yet, right? Okay, Rashi doesn't explain yet. Okay. So then it says why. So Mar asks, Meisve, Kala, if he gets embarrassed, you're going to the bathroom. As Rashi says, okay, bein barishona bein b'shniya pochunoso. Whether at first or at second, he's pater. What does that mean, Rashi? Bein barishona bein b'shniya, bein kodem shiko klal. Whether before they hit him at all, bein achas shiko. Whether after they hit him, ainu rishona hagba rishona. The first time they lift the whip, shemayk bia yadel hakos in eskalkel b'oso hagba machmas pachad. Right, he goes to the bathroom because of the fear, and the whip is lifted. Ocean is kalkal vashnia, or he goes to the bathroom the second lifting. Dehainu la'achar shenayko, after they hit him once. So either way, is potron oso Rashi the nikla karina bay delakala? Says nikla, because he's embarrassed. Right? Okay. Right, so the lifting of the whip itself is, he'll be potter, right? He lifted and he goes to the bathroom. Nivsiga ritsua, if the strap breaks, and he runs, right? I'm sorry, the strap breaks. Rashi. I'm sorry, so Nivsa Ritsua, Bishniya Pochonoso, Bishniya Pochonoso. So Rashi. The Nivsa Ritsua, and like, Bishniya Nivsa, if it breaks after the second lifting, Pochonoso, Deha Nikla, Osaka. She goes, because he was embarrassed with the first hitting that you hit him. Right? And now, that's it. You finished, you stopped, it broke, you don't start again. Bim Kodem Shikahu Nivsa, but if before you hit him, it rips. Because you hear him yell to Lahakos, Ainzu Kala, that's not embarrassing. Because you didn't even hit him, just the strap broke. So why is that embarrassing? The strap broke. Because I'm going to the bathroom because he lifted the whip, that's embarrassing. But he lifted and the strap breaks, that's not embarrassing. If you hit him once and the strap broke, then it's embarrassing from the hitting. Right? Okay. So the Gemara's Kasha is Amai Lehavikarot, so why don't you say that ruts running away, you say running away is pater, if he runs away it's pater. So you're saying that apparently that's somehow embarrassing. So why don't you say that if the strap breaks it's also embarrassing? Right? Why if he runs away is he pater? I don't know, maybe because of tying him up was embarrassing. So then if the strap breaks it should be the same thing. Whereas what's the difference why if you just tie him up and the strap breaks, he's still chayev. But if you tie him up and he runs away, then he's pater. It's a difference. Either way, you didn't hit him yet. Right? The Gemara says, Hatsam rats, hachalo rats, there's a difference because he ran. If he runs, then that's going to pater him. Maybe that's embarrassing. The little wimpy guy running away. But if the strap breaks, that's not. Right? So again, if they're about to hit him and he runs away, then that paters him. Right? Or if they already hit him once and the strap breaks, then that's also pater. But that's embarrassment because of the hitting.
Right.
Which is funny, because why don't you always just hit him one time and say, look, he's embarrassed. What does the strap breaking do? Right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
You say, look, you hit him once, strap break. Okay, so get a new strap. Hit him, keep going. But no, the strap broke and he's very embarrassed. Okay, so even if you hit him one time, you normally should be embarrassed. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, keep going. Mm-hmm. Andu, this is a lot of stuff going on here, right?
Yeah.
not so simple. But I mean, I still think it's like this Rivan is kind of throwing us into this system of embarrassing. He's not exactly explaining himself that much, but I feel like this is the sugya about the different types of embarrassment and when it passes on and doesn't. So I don't know that we're ready to really explain that Rivan without having a good handle on these different things. So it might be a digression and it's jumping a little bit, but you know, seems to me like a reasonable move. Okay, so we may get stuck on this a little bit and have to come back to the Rivan. Which is okay, because the Rivan is the very last thing we're doing on that Mishnah, and that whole thing. So we're ready to move on to the next Mishnah after that. So it's okay if we, you know. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, Amduhu, L'chashi Yilka. Okay, L'chashi Yilka. Yikala? One second, Yikla. Yishi Yilka, Yikla. Right? That when you hit him, he'll become embarrassed. Right? Pochim. That if you evaluate Rashi, Pirisho. Okay. If you hit him, yad yiskalkel b'ra'ay, he'll defecate. Right? Right when you hit him. Potrim, spatar. Why? The pen Yosef, v'niklaksev, lest you hit too much, and he'll be embarrassed. The ain dosin lo makesh, yikla lo miyad, you don't hit him a hitting which will cause him to be embarrassed immediately. You don't do that kind of a hitting. Okay, but if you evaluate that he's going to go to the bathroom after you finish the malchus, you give him the 40 and then he's going to the bathroom, well, that's after. That doesn't matter. Okay, so they read it back in the Gemara. But if you evaluate that he's going to go to the bathroom after he gets out of Bezdin, malchus also, then you do hit him. Okay, fine. Velod. Even if he goes to the bathroom originally, Malkinoso, you hit him. You hit him and he's embarrassed. Not if you hit him first. Right? No, I'm sorry, not that he's embarrassed beforehand. You have to actually hit him and then he's embarrassed. So that's against what we said earlier, right? When he lifted up the strap. Right? That sounded like once he lifted the strap and he gets embarrassed, he goes to the bathroom, Rapata. This sounds like he's saying, no, you have to actually hit him. Mm-hmm. Let's see Rashi here. Afterwards. Right? Mm-hmm. So it seems like a stira. Right?
Right.
Unless you say the lifting of the strap is like part of the hitting.
Right. The
beginning of the hitting. But if he goes to the bathroom because of his thinking that they're gonna do it, that's not part of the hitting. But hitting doesn't mean hitting itself, but it means even the beginning of the hitting. Like, I mean, Yvonne here says kala tchila kol shekiv al shem haka. But I mean, I think you're gonna have to say it doesn't mean literally kol. It means before you started the process of hitting, right? I think. Let me see if they mention that. I mean, I think it's a pashut, it's a problem, right? Yeah. Oh, they say after you tie him up or you lift the strap. Right? V'chein him do shir lokin, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's interesting also. And if you evaluate that he's going to go to the bathroom when you hit him, then also he's potter. Right? That's already different. So there's like a few ways you get out of it, right? If you already hit him, and he goes to the bathroom, or the strap breaks, or whatever, then he runs away, then definitely he's potter. If you didn't hit him, but you lifted the strap, and he goes to the bathroom, then he's potter. If you didn't lift the strap and he just goes to the bathroom, then he's chayev. Mm-hmm. If you evaluate that with the moment I hit him, he's going to go to the bathroom, potter. If I evaluate that after I finish hitting him, and he leaves Beis Din, he's going to go to the bathroom, then he's chayev. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. I'll explain that why if you evaluate him that he's going to go to the bathroom is because you don't hit a guy in a way that's going to embarrass him. Right? Pen Yosef, that's what he says. Pen Yosef and Nikla. Right? He says, Pen Yosef and Nikla. Right. De'in You don't give him a hitting that's going to embarrass him immediately. So you don't hit him if it's going to knock, you know.
It's a different reason.
Right. So he's not saying, it's not because of the evaluation, it's because the hitting is going to be an inappropriate hitting because it's going to embarrass him. Unless you say, hitting him days later
right.
is going to be like, oh, he's getting it now? Why didn't he get it then? Right? They evaluated him then, now you're giving him a year later, all of a sudden out of the blue, you just give a guy malchus. Well, what's that? Oh, because he was weak, and maybe that hitting itself,
right.
you could argue is going to be an embarrassing hitting. Mm-hmm. Right? Because if you don't do it, you do it that day, fine, do it that day. But you don't do it that day, you do it a different day, it's clearly saying is he's the guy who was weakened.
Right?
Because that's not only the way malchus works, so it's going to have to be a delayed malchus. So it's a delayed malchus for the weakling, for the guy who became weak. So maybe that about that hitting itself will be embarrassing, you could argue. It's hard to understand how that works.
Right.
Especially because it sounded like Vinikla, Viko, Vinikla. Right? It's like there's a lot of things going on here.
Right.
The problem is, you think in theory you start at the beginning. The beginning is Shmuel, and Shmuel has this case of running away. But that's a problem. The Gemara doesn't quite understand that. Right? So I don't know if that's quite the place to start, because the Gemara is saying, I don't understand, why should that be? Right? So it asks on Shmuel from a brisa. So maybe we should take the brisa first, or the two brisas. One brisa is, if he goes to the bathroom, right, whether from lifting the strap, or from hitting him, he's potter, right? Right, but if he just goes to the bathroom seemingly from... You know, fear of what's going to happen. Anticipation, it seems like he's not pater. So that's the problem. The problem is, it's a stira to the next brisa. This brisa says, it's beforehand, you're pater. The other brisa says, no, you're only pater if he gets to the bathroom after you hit him. Right? So the Lecha Mishnah, Masifta's quoting this, that the brisa's arguing one another. What? It's a machlokes. But the Mishnah Lamelach, these are both in your Sanhedrin and your Zayin Hay, says that no, this is the way we learned. That one's talking about after you tie him up or lift the strap, right? So then he's already embarrassed a little bit through the tying him up or the lifting of the hand. But this case is talking about before you even do any of that. Therefore, he's not punter. I don't know exactly learning that. It doesn't sound like Rivan is learning the tying him up. It sounds like Rivan is learning the lifting the strap. Right, because that's what he says. Rishona means the first hagbah. So that's the way we're learning it. Is that if you lift the strap and he goes to the bathroom, that's part of the malchus. But if you just tie him up, or just bring him into the Beis Din in anticipation, yeah, but the process hasn't started. You could argue the process starts with the lifting up the strap, especially because you specifically have to hit him hard. And the way you hit him hard is by lifting the strap up and then smacking it down. So you'll say it's like the process is embarrassing him. Hmm. Although it's hard to understand that also, because wouldn't you think the embarrassment comes through the hitting? Right? And that's what the Gemara says. Why is it that if he goes to the bathroom first, he's patar? And the Gemara says, Why? The Gemara says, well, I'll feed the last line. Kala v'tchila, malkinoso, even if he goes to the bathroom before you even hit him, he's potter. Shenamar v'yiko v'nikla. When you hit him, and he's embarrassed. Lo shakala kvar v'bezen. And not that he was embarrassed beforehand. So it seems it's saying is it's only if you hit him and he's embarrassed. Right? So you'll say, well, this is part of the hitting. Well, sort of. First of all, not quite. And what's the svara? I mean, if the svara were, you hit him, and he's embarrassed, I understand. You have to do the ma'isa ha'ka'a, and then he has to be embarrassed. That's the way we learned. There's a ma'isa ha'mitzvah, and then there's the kiyam, is embarrassment. So if you hit him, you did the ma'isa, and the kiyam. Now, you didn't do the full shear of the ma'isa, but bottom line is, you did the ma'isa of hitting him. Right? You did the ma'isa of hitting him. And that produced the embarrassment. Right? So therefore, he's butter. But if you didn't hit him yet, So now he's just embarrassed. Okay, so he's embarrassed. What does it do with the onesh? He never did the onesh yet. The onesh is to hit him. It's not just to embarrass him. The onesh is to hit him. It's just the kiyam in the onesh is that maisa of hitting him brings about the kiyam of embarrassing him. So now once you hit him and it brings about that kiyam, then you stop. But that's all well. So that's that. That's the end of the Gemara. That's what it's saying. If you didn't hit him yet, it's not going to work. Right? Now the problem is the other braisa. So if you say the other braisa argues, fine. But we don't want to say that. There's no indication. I mean, you could say the other braisa argues, but the Gemara is not bringing it in as the argument. It sounds like the Gemara is just bringing in another braisa. Right? So it seems, then he says, no. And the Rivan seems to be dealing with it. He says, b'tchila means when you lifted up your hand. So it sounds like that's a way to, in the Matthias at least, to explain it. But it's still, what's the svara? You didn't hit him yet. So you're involved in the process. Okay, but I mean, isn't the onesh to actually hit him and embarrass him? So you didn't do that. The limud is v'nirikahu v'nikla. That's the limud. V'lo shekala kfar. The Rivan Tosus also says, kala. Kala niskalkal b'ra'ay. And he goes to the bathroom at defecating Yishri Isha. V'shek biha ritzul halkosa b'rishona. When you lift up the strap to hit him the first time. O b'shniya, or the second time. Pochanoso, vein makinoso klal, you don't hit him in it at all. I will nivsika, but if it rips, dafka kinivsika vishnia. It's only if it rips the second time. Shalaka achas, you already hit him once. Felosh nivsika berishon, kodin shalaka klal, not if it breaks before you even hit him at all. Okay, so breaking, that's just you didn't hit him. You didn't, I guess even if you lift it and it breaks, because then he's not embarrassed, I guess. Why is he embarrassed? There's no embarrassing if you just lift it and it breaks. See, if you lift it and he goes to the bathroom, and they say he's embarrassed. But now you'll say yes. But you end, let's say you'd argue you started the maisa. But if you lift it and it breaks, okay, but there's no embarrassment yet. The p'tor here is embarrassment. Just because it breaks doesn't mean he's embarrassed. But if you already hit him once, then you could say that you're embarrassed through the hitting. I mean, we have to work at that a little bit more. But the point is, Tosis is also making the key point of lifting it up.
Right.
Not the tying him up, lifting it up, right? Something, okay? I hear what you guys are trying to say, but I'm not sure if this is true or not, but let me just try to add something to the mix, okay? So the argument is basically that you started the haka once you lift it up. And my question is that, to me, that's a hechsher, lifting it up, right? So if it's a hechsher, you didn't really start the process yet, it's like tying him up. So Rivam said it's like he goes to the bathroom, machmas pachad. Uso haka machmas pachad, because of the dread, right? Maybe like the onesh is, what's the onesh? The onesh is that you're afflicting the guy, right? That's the onesh. The onesh is you afflict him. That's the punishment. You afflict him. Now maybe the onesh has a physical and a psychological component. The onesh is not just the physical pain of the whip on his back, but it's the fact that he's being whipped, you know? It's like the dread that the fear, the, I don't know, the humiliation, the subordination, the fact that he's, there's a whole psychological, you know, dimension to it. But that's part of the onesh. That's not just, that's what I'm saying, the dread which he experiences from the whip coming down to him is not just a side product. You could look at it as essentially a physical onesh, and there's just a side element, the dread that he experiences in process. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, you know, maybe that's part of the process. Part of the process of degrading him, of torture, of afflicting him, of punishing him, is a physical and psychological experience. Okay. The dread which you produce in him. Mm-hmm. The fear and dread which you produce of him. And that occurs once you lift that whip up. Once the whip is up, he's already bracing and dread and fear. He's already, like, cringing. Until that point, the dread doesn't come. Then it's just anticipation. But that, I'm saying, is that, and that's what it's saying. If he goes to the bathroom because of that, you've already started punishing him. Right? So it's like the beginning of the onesh, because the onesh has a... See, if you look at the onesh as a physical onesh entirely, then it hasn't begun until the whip hits his back, and everything else is just the guy getting ready. But the onesh, the maisa onesh, hasn't started. But if you say the maisa onesh includes the psychological, you know, fright and harm or whatever experience which you're imparting to him, then you'll say that experience has begun once you lift that whip up. The dying has started, and both on both parties, the dying has started, and the recipient has started his pain. But the psychological dimensions of the pain. So now basically, the bathroom now is caused by the onesh, by stage one of the onesh, namely the dread part, whatever, but it's started, so it's by the onesh. As opposed to if it's beforehand, then it's just anticipation that's not caused by the onesh. Put them all over Shabbos, okay? Let's see if we can work out all these cases, right? Why if it breaks then, and how the running away, and I mean, there's a lot of pieces to this puzzle, right? But that's, I'm not sure that you need to say what I'm saying. I mean, I'm adding something to it, and it's a chiddush, I guess, that's part of it. To me, it just seems that if you don't introduce something like that, I see the lifting it up as the hachshar. And the onesh, I think, is punishing him. And the onesh doesn't begin until he's punished. And everything else prior is just part of all that Diana were doing in order to enable the onesh. But if you say this, then you say it's part of the onesh. You say you did the onesh a little bit, and you got embarrassed, and you went to the bathroom. Yeah. Okay, but so the question is, why don't you say the strap breaks? So if the strap breaks before you lift it up, fine, then it didn't start yet. But now you started. He's already frightened when you lift it up. So now if the strap breaks, he should be putter. But it says, no, it's only if you already hit him. So what do you mean? Why is that only if you already hit him? When you're saying lifting it up is part of hitting him, so why don't you say if the strap breaks when you lift it up? Right? Okay, that's a good question. And altogether, we understand, why if the strap breaks, you putter? Where's the embarrassment? You hit him one time, the strap breaks. Okay, so you hit him one time, the strap doesn't break. You keep going. You don't stop because he's mad, because he's degraded. So why, if the strap breaks, what does the strap breaking have anything to do with anything? Just your Sky 39, so the strap broke, so you can fix the strap and keep going. Right? Going to the bathroom is like a super added type of embarrassment. But here, what happened? The strap broke. Okay. Was that embarrassing? The strap broke. Who cares? So they'll fix the strap. You know? So altogether, I don't understand what's the strap breaking. That's what Yvonne says. If the strap breaks, I'm like, well, Shnia, Nifsika, Potron or so. Here he goes. He was already embarrassed with the first hit. And now the strap breaks. He's putter. But if it's when you lift it up, the strap breaks. That's not nikla. So you see, lifting up isn't kala. Right? So it's only once you have nikla. So is that a stira to what we're saying? Is that lifting up is part of it? Right? And but anyways, I'm saying is, who cares if you already is embarrassed from the first hitting? But why does the strap breaking putter him? Altogether. He's embarrassed because one hit. Okay, every time you hit a guy 39 hits, the first time he hits. Okay, done, I'm embarrassed. No, you have 39, not one. So now the strap broke. Okay. So what is that? Why does that matter? Why do I care if the strap breaks? Why does he get off because the strap happens to break? Right? Okay, so there's a number of questions here. Yeah.